Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The skies over Jerusalem are clear tonight, with cool breezes making for a pleasant evening. Tel Aviv also enjoys a comfortable night, while Haifa sees slightly warmer temperatures. A perfect night to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, earlier this hour, a former Israeli Navy head, Marom, warns that Israel might face the same missile shortages as the U.S., potentially giving Iran leverage. Also, reported by Mariv 2 hours ago, Iran has issued an ultimatum to Gulf countries, threatening to target key infrastructure unless they pressure former President Trump to cease his actions. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports that at least 30 Yemeni soldiers have died in a deadly attack by the Houthis, targeting sites supported by Saudi Arabia. Separately, JTA brings news from earlier today. Abbas Alaweh, who has urged Democrats to oppose President Biden over Gaza, has won a primary for a Michigan State Senate seat. And finally, I-24 News reports from earlier today that Iran and Oman are close to a temporary shipping agreement in the Strait of Hormuz, potentially restarting a 60-day deal. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 wrote just minutes ago that Israeli-Lebanese negotiations in Rome have concluded, with little progress reported after 3 days of talks. Belaz News, a local outlet, posted recently about the Houthis releasing footage of their military operation in Yemen, targeting Saudi-backed positions with ballistic missiles and drones. Why? Net Global confirmed just now that missing Israeli Eldar Dayan was found dead, with two friends now held on suspicion of murder. Now for more on those stories, starting with the warning from the former Israeli Navy head, Marom. He expressed concerns in the Jerusalem Post that Israel might face similar missile shortages as the U.S. This, he suggests, could force Israel to act against Iran independently if Washington hesitates. The implication for regional security is significant, as it may prompt Israel to rethink its defense strategies. Turning to the Iranian ultimatum, reported by Mariv, Tehran has warned Gulf countries to force Trump to halt his activities or face attacks on their infrastructure. This threat involves oil, electricity, and water facilities. The Gulf region is already on high alert, and this adds pressure on diplomatic efforts to maintain stability. Meanwhile, the deadly attack by the Houthis on Yemeni forces, as covered by Israel Hayom, marks a severe escalation. The Houthis used ballistic missiles and drones against Saudi-backed positions. This strike comes amid ongoing tensions and could further strain relations between the involved countries, impacting regional peace efforts. On the political front, Abbas Alawi's primary victory, reported by JTA, highlights growing tensions within the Democratic Party regarding U.S. policy on Gaza. His meeting with Kamala Harris underscores the complexity of these internal debates and their potential influence on future policy directions. Finally, the potential agreement between Iran and Oman in the Strait of Hormuz, as reported by I-24 News, could ease shipping tensions. This deal might stabilize the vital shipping lane temporarily, reflecting ongoing diplomatic efforts to manage regional trade routes. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Gadzivi is making a comeback bid with a $550 million offer for the Gadot Group. This move marks Zivi's attempt to regain control of the company he lost nearly 3 decades ago. Separately, Mariv Business notes that the shekel has weakened as the dollar rises. Market volatility is attributed to tensions in the Strait of Hormuz, affecting currency stability and investor confidence. And finally, from Globes, Triple Dot has acquired the Israeli game publisher Supersonic. This follows Unity's decision to close down Iron Source's office in Tel Aviv, signaling shifts in the local tech industry. That's your Israel 18 news update for evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.